Support for KPLU comes from St. Martin's University in Lacey, presenting its annual gala November 7th with Mario Batali, Michael Simon, and their co-hosts from The Chew, a gourmet affair benefiting student scholarships. More information at stmartin.edu/gala.
Well, Nancy, let's talk cookbooks, and I happen to have a really great one right here. It was also a really large one. It's the Food Lab, brand new from J. Kenji Lopez-Altiz, the managing culinary director of Serious Eats, and the subtitle is Better Home Cooking Through Science. There's all kinds of cool stuff in this, besides recipes, experiments in which he explodes a lot of cooking myths.
Yeah, I love this book, and what I love about it is, to me, it's the joy of cooking for food geeks, and it answers a lot of really important questions for people who are interested in, but not necessarily comfortable in the kitchen.
I learned a really interesting thing just browsing through this. You know, I know, everybody knows that you should always cook pasta in lots and lots and lots of boiling water. Right.
That's what we've always been told.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I've always done. Kenji completely debunks that myth with experiments. And it was really fascinating to read. He shows that it's really better to use a smaller amount of water. And that way you get a higher concentration of starch in the water, which you can then add to your sauce just before it's done. Helps make a better emulsion, and it coats the pasta better that way. But Kenji even went so far as to do an experiment in which he put some dried penne pasta in the bottom of a pot, covered it by a couple of inches with cold water, brought it up to a simmer, 180 degrees Fahrenheit, then covered it, turned it off, came back a while later, perfectly cooked al dente pasta. Elsewhere, he also debunks the old saw about how you shouldn't wash mushrooms because they're natural sponges that soak up water. So Kenji arranges identical batches of mushrooms. And in the book, he says, one I cleaned meticulously with a damp paper towel. Another I cleaned under a tap and shook dry in a strainer. And the last I cleaned under the tap, spun dry in a salad spinner. He found that the washed, then drained shrooms gained only 2% of their weight. The washed and spun ones only came up 1%. It's about 1.5 teaspoons per pound. So hardly worth worrying about. Another cooking myth, kaboom.
That's great stuff. But what I like about it is that he tells you a lot of terrific how-tos, like how to tell if your pan is preheated, how to trim a whole chuck roast, which is something I often do for stews and curries, how to break down a whole chicken with 16 photos showing exactly how to do it. He tells you how to make creamy vegetable soups without a recipe and where to store what in your refrigerator, in your freezer, and that, why.
That really knocked me out, and pictures and everything.
Right.
It's really terrific stuff. I honestly believe that a person who knows nothing at all about cooking but has the desire to learn with this cookbook can become a good cook.
And Kenji's coming to Seattle later this month. He'll be at Seattle's Town Hall on September 24th. He's talking with Scott Heimendinger. He's a local Seattleite who founded Sancerre, the home sous vide machine, and also worked for Modernist Cuisine. That should be a lot of fun. I'm sorry I'm going to be out of town, or I would so be there.
Yeah, it sounds like a terrific date.
With KPLU's Dick.
Meddling with forces I can't begin to comprehend.
Stein. I'm Nancy.
And darling, you look fabulous in that bias-cut lab coat.
Listen.